Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Of course, you can get us on the Odyssey app if you, not close to the radio. You can get a lot of other cool music stations on the Odyssey app as well.
Oh, man, the weather's going to be nice today. Maybe you go out on your yacht, BJ.
Of course.
Some Jugger Yacht Rock music that's going to put you in that Yacht Rock kind of mood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How's that yacht of yours doing?
Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, man, you should be out in it. I don't know why I invite you. You never show up.
I'm too busy hanging out tailgating with my friends and listening to the Tailgate Rock station.
Oh, how's that tailgate going?
It's when I want to crank up the good times, BJ, that's what I put on.
Now granted, we're not in town, obviously, but still you can tailgate relatively early for the Hawks Colts game, even though the Hawks are out of town.
Yep, just wake up and sit outside your house.
Yeah, just rock the Tailgate Rock station. How about that? Nice. So there's a lot of curated Odyssey stations for you, man. All the music you would dig, tailored to you, lots of them. You got to get that Odyssey app, though. It's pretty simple. Just go to the app store, whatever phone you got. AUDACY, Odyssey.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Mix, you're a loser.
It is time. B-Mix, and it's Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
Sploosh and Kraken Thursdays, powered by Coors Light.
Go Kraken.
Go Kraken.
Yeah, baby.
I'm a little more educated now.
I saw your tweet. You watched the Snoop Dogg videos.
Yeah, I watched the Snoop Dogg videos. First off, there's like 9 of them, and yep, they're like 3 minutes each. So
easy watch.
Easy watch. And it was fun to learn a little bit about certain things. Like, I didn't know that how they dealt with the engraving on the Stanley Cup.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool how they just like retire the bands as they keep going.
Yep. The older it gets, you remove one. That way, otherwise, you'd have like this ginormous cup.
Yeah. And then finally learning at least about the penalties, like icing and offsides. Like, offsides kind of makes sense because I know a little bit of the soccer rules as well.
Yeah.
Icing, I'm vague knowing knowledge.
And
it's
the hardest thing to explain to somebody, and Snoop Dogg did a great job of it.
He does,
simple, but it's such a pain in the ass to try to explain what icing is. So I highly recommend everyone watch the Snoop Dogg videos.
And it's fun because he's hilarious. And they're just great. And it's like Hockey 101 with Snoop Dogg. You just YouTube search, it's easy.
And 6 days away from jerseys, guys.
And 2 weeks away from training camp.
Oh,
This is getting real.
Yeah.
Oh, so real. So excited. I need to start selling some like plasma or something so I can afford a jersey.
Yeah, you should.
Times. Going through some hard times. I need to.
Yeah, really.
I don't know if I can afford one of those jerseys right now.
Oh, I know.
Damn. Payment plan.
Let's get to our contestant. We got
darn kid, it's not cheap.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Dustin in Bellevue. Dustin, you there?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Dustin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Dustin, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
How many seasons does the reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians have?
7, 8, 9.
No, no, no. What type of unit of measurement is about 93 million miles long?
Pass.
The 80s movie Three Amigos starred Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and whom?
Gutenberg?
No.
Pass. Billy Crystal?
No. What is the only sport to be played on the moon?
Golf.
Yes. What type of race is the Tour de France?
Bicycle.
Yes. In what decade of the 20th century did Colonel Sanders pass away?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
50s.
No. Which animal was the first to be domesticated by early humans?
Dogs.
Yes. In the 2016 movie Sully, who played the title character Chelsea Sonnenberger? Yes. What is most likely to occur when your diaphragm goes into spasms?
Hiccup.
Yes. What kind of animal is Chuck E. Cheese?
A bear.
No. Now he's a mouse, but too late. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
Oh, boy.
It could be the deciding factor.
Yeah, it could be.
I was about to say Dustin ended on a very strong note, but no, actually.
No, he did not.
No, no. So we'll have to see how Steve does. Yeah, this is going to be a close one, I feel.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
Sploosh. Had to say it, man. How many seasons does the reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians have?
Come on. 12?
No.
15?
No. 9? No.
6?
No. Yeah. What type of unit of measurement is about 93 million miles long?
Measurement?
I don't know.
What the hell?
Wow.
A block?
No.
The universe?
No.
The galaxy.
No, the 80s movie Three Amigos starred Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, and whom?
Martin Short.
Yes.
Boom.
What is the only sport to be played on the moon?
Moonball?
No.
Lacrosse?
No.
Water polo?
No. What type of race is the Tour de France?
Bicycling.
Yes. In what decade of the 20th century did Colonel Sanders pass away?
He's still alive.
No.
Oh, the 70s.
No.
80s.
Yes. Which animal was the first to be domesticated by early humans?
Dog.
Yes. In the 2016 movie Sully, who played the title character?
Tom Hanks.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a tie!
Hey,
snuck out a tie there with that one. Wow.
No song again. Good job, Dustin.
All right, thank you.
All right, take it easy,
damn it.
I wasted too much time in those first couple.
Oh, yeah. Those were real brain teasers, brain something or other.
Would you get like a popsicle and add a question on there or something?
No.
The moon one? What the hell is that?
That's easy.
What type of unit of measurement is about 93 million miles long?
Is that a light year?
No.
Oh, damn it.
No, it's an astronomical unit.
Yeah.
Which is also the distance from the sun to the earth. That's an astronomical unit. Yeah.
I would have known that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But what was the question about a sport being played on the moon?
Oh, yeah, it was the only sport to be played on the moon. Dustin got that correct. So
golf?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I thought it was like an actual sport that continues to be played on the moon. I don't know why. The way I heard the question in my head, I didn't process it.
Okay,
All the moon people play.
They play water polo.
Yeah, I was like, what is this moon sport? I thought it was like a riddle. I don't know.
Unless it's April 1st, I'm not going to put weird joke riddles on there. The only other one that you missed was, how many seasons does the reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians have?
It's got to be 20, right?
It is 20, correct, yes.
Wow, it's one of those Ken Jennings questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how would you even know or care unless it was a big event, like a 10, 20, 15 or something?
That makes sense.
Yeah. It was a big one, and I don't think they do it anymore, so good on that. There was two questions you didn't get to.
Okay,
I want to see how you're going to do with these ones.
Crap.
What is most likely to occur when your diaphragm goes into spasms?
Belt?
No.
Hiccup?
Yes.
Damn it.
And then what kind of animal is Chuck E. Cheese?
He's a rat.
Ooh, I don't know.
Is he not a rat? Or is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse or
See,
a
I
rat?
Thought he was a mouse.
I think he looks like a rat, man. He looks like a mouse that went on some hard times. Can't afford his Kraken jersey either.
Yeah.
Doing some stuff in the bathroom.
Yeah, I thought he was a mouse. So if you would have said rat, I would have.
Be a mouse. I don't know how many restaurants are going to have. Or play places. I mean, it's a restaurant and also like a little like gaming place. How many are going to have a rat as a mascot? Right.
From 1977 to 1992, he was a rat, but they changed it to a mouse in 1993.
Oh. So he is now a mouse.
Yes.
Oh, so Steve would have been right, though.
Yeah, because if you said rat, he originally was a rat.
He was a rat at one point.
Yeah, then went through some rebranding.
Yeah, he transitioned into a mouse.
Even still, mice are not exactly, we don't like mice either in the society. It's so bizarre that like one of the biggest characters ever is a mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Mickey Mouse, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, it's like people were not digging mice as far as I know.
Did they ever like make like a bizarro Mickey Mouse, like almost, you know, more adult theme, like Ricky Rat or something like that?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I just know the Mickey from South Park. But
I know Lemmy Winks from South Park.
Well, they had Mickey Mouse for a while, too, like in different episodes.
You're right.
Yeah, basically he's just a monster.
It was very X-rated.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there a perverted duck in one of the magazines? Was it Playboy or Hustler or Penthouse had like the cartoon perverted duck story and they always...
I remember Fritz the Cat.
Oh, there was Fritz the Cat,
Yeah.
And Fritz was like kind of like a spoof on Felix, I think.
I think so.
And Fritz was just railing other cats.
That wasn't that like a movie or something?
That was
one of those cartoons that were not for kids.
No, I remember watching that being like, whoa.
This is cool.
This is weird, though. Like, it's cool because I'm seeing like naughty stuff as a teen, you know, but like you're also like... This is also a cartoon of a cat that's just doing it with things. Like, why am I watching this?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. And how about this, man? You want to feel old? Steve Martin and Martin Short actually have a new TV show. It's on Hulu. Something about murdering or murders or something in the house or something. I noticed that. And I was like, wow. And I looked at both of them. I'm like, this is an old person show.
And you're watching it?
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to tell my wife about it. Those are our guys from our
amazing.
Generation.
It's amazing. The show is fantastic.
Oh, it is good.
I want to watch it so bad.
What the hell is it called again?
Only Murders in the Building. And it's pretty entertaining because it's Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. And they all bond because they love a murder podcast. And then there's a murder in the building, so they're going out trying to make their own podcast and solve the murder. And you learn more about their characters and, like, you know, how much they're hiding and stuff. And
that sound kind of cool.
It's amazing. It's on Hulu, and it's a weekly show. It's a weekly show, and they're only through episode 4 right now. So you're not too far behind, but I want to binge it so bad.
Rev, is it kind of like a Knives Out vibe?
That was a fun movie.
A little bit, yeah. Not as quirky as that, but the characters are pretty amazing, and it gets a little deep with the characters and stuff like that, so it's a little deeper on that end, but
It looks amazing.
And Selena Gomez.
I'm going to have to watch this.
Speaking of looking amazing.
Yeah, and she's great in it, too. Like, she holds her own with, like, just how funny Steve Martin and Martin Short are.
How do we know Selena Gomez again? What has she done?
Singer, Disney Channel.
Yeah, she was on Disney Channel for a while,
Justin
too.
Bieber, she did.
You're not wrong.
She really did.
That's right.
DJ asked who she done or what she done.
That's a good point.
She was in Hotel Transylvania, the animated Adam Sandler movie that was really popular. It's got like
three sequels. Selena Gomez.
More known for her music, but has now been doing some stuff in the world of acting as well.
Well, she started off on Disney doing Wizards of the Waverly Place when she was a teenager.
Well, I know. I just didn't think we needed to bring that.
She was an actress before a singer.
My apologies.
Thank you.
What the hell's wrong with you, Steve?
A lot.
Yeah.
The Selena thing's the least of my concerns, BJ.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. We got your calls. We got your texts at 920 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Whatever it is, just remember, Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ. Just show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Simple as that. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I got a text message. It actually started yesterday when we were talking about that documentary that I saw called Crime and Penalties, about the Danbury Trashers, the hockey team that was run by a mobster.
Right. So amazing.
And his son. One person said, I'm from upstate New York, and I used to go to the Trasher games, and it was definitely a weird vibe there. And not pro at all, LOL, from Marcus. And then he continued to say, I remembered one of the times I went, they had a promo that if you get a puck from the stands to the rink, you won like $50,000 or some ridiculous amount. Also, if you haven't seen the mascot, he was wild. They're now the Danbury Whalers, by the way, from Marcus. And the mascot was just a trash can. It was like,
oh, that's awesome.
It's like Oscar on crack or something like that.
It sounds like that was a fun time to see some hockey.
Yes. In fact, someone said I watched the documentary and it showed up on Netflix and I was like, oh, this is up Steve's alley. But I was going to try and get the word out. But then I noticed that you mentioned on the Megacast and I watched and it was insane. Also, I watched the Money Heist and it's exquisite, the new season.
Oh, dang it.
Exquisite.
I was telling my wife, it's like, man, I said, we got to get going on that show. But it's a bit intense, and so she can't. She doesn't really want to binge it because it's intense, and maybe two or three episodes at most is all she can take in a day.
I hate to tell you that it doesn't get any less intense.
Oh, great!
So it just keeps going and going. It's kind of like that was how it was with Breaking Bad with my wife and I. Some episodes were kind of slow moving, but the ones that were intense, then you hit a point where you're like, I don't know if we need to watch something fun before we go to bed. That was just too much to handle.
Yeah, it's exactly what Kathy says. So. I don't know when I'll get to season 5 or 6, whatever it is.
Also, it's based on the recommendation. I watched the Trashers documentary last night, and it is awesome. You do have good taste after all. Who knew? Yeah, sometimes the blind squirrel finds that nut.
Well, you know, your documentary taste, I don't think anyone's ever questioned that. I don't think you've ever recommended a bad documentary.
Actually, yeah, you're kind of right there.
Yeah, you know what? I'm pretty picky with the documentaries I watch, but I don't usually, I won't tell you guys to watch a crappy documentary.
Yeah. Yeah, you're pretty good like that. So I can't throw stones there. If it's fictional, hey,
whatever, man. Money Heist, granted, it's based on a true story in my own head, but it's not really.
Yeah, Money Heist, you were right about too. That is surprising that you found that. Did you find that on your own, or did somebody recommend that?
Found it by chance. We were just desperate to find something on Netflix, and we just saw based on just like the artwork. We're like, let's go. Let's see what this is about. And we read the synopsis, and we're like. That sounds like it could be a pretty fun show and fell in love with it. No one recommended that one for us.
Wow.
Just and by luck.
Turns out it's a massive hit.
At least for us it is.
Well, I feel like, I think a lot of people agree with you on that one.
There's another documentary I need to watch. So there was like 3 hours debating because on Saturday night, that's how it all started. My wife went to see Carrie Underwood. So I had like, once Tatum went to bed, I was like, I just got nothing to do. Instead of watching wrestling, let me just watch something like a documentary. And I was choosing between the one that I watched, the Trashers one, which I think I picked the best one, the Bob Ross, or Castle recommended one for me called Count Me In. That's also on Netflix. It's about drummers.
Oh,
and apparently
okay.
It's really good, but I haven't gotten to that one either. It's about like actual name drummers, guys like Lars Ulrich, and I think Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters and Dave Grohl are a part of it as well.
Oh, that does sound good.
Yeah, I'm not exactly. Does it have like a synopsis on there, Vicky? On the top part right there? Like, what is it about?
It just says the documentary features some of rock's greatest drummers as they come together in an inspiring rhythmic journey about the power of human connection.
Wow, taking that out of context, that sounds like one of those thumbnails I click on.
A little bit.
Damn. Yeah. Right. Well, it's a, It Might Get Loud was a good documentary about those three guitarists.
Yep, about, what was it, Jimmy Page, Jack White, and Ed from U2.
Yeah.
Three very different guitarists, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder if with those groups of drummers, Steve, would you say the same thing? Pretty much very different?
I don't know exactly every drummer that's in there, but the ones that I think are in it, yes, they are different. 100% different.
Mm-hmm. So that'd be fun to hear just like, what goes into it. Because I found it Might Get Loud very, very entertaining, and I'm not like a music head myself, but I really liked it. So I bet I'll be liking this one, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's like any like list of drummers that they have in this documentary or not, but I keep hearing great things, and Castle's a fellow drummer, and he had nothing but great things to say about it as well.
Yeah, and the Bob Ross is, it's very informative, but boy, at the end, you'd be like, there's certain people in that documentary that you really wish bad things upon.
Yeah, this drummer one has Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters, Stuart Copeland from The Police.
Oh, okay.
Nick McBrain from Iron Maiden's a part of Stephen Perkins, who we've had in studio from Jane's Addiction.
Yeah.
Roger Taylor from Queen. Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers, Will Farrell from the Chili Peppers. I'm kidding about that one.
I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, wait.
Ooh, nice. Someone has a very good question for us.
Okay, let's do it. So those, by the way, both those documentaries, Bob Ross and Count Me In, both on Netflix.
Yep. Also, Untold Crime and Penalties is also on Netflix as well, which apparently is a series of documentaries. They also have one about a female boxer that my buddy was telling me about that sounds pretty awesome.
Oh, wow.
That I need to check out. So I want to know, though, money is no object. What car are you getting?
Oh, money's no object. Wow, you know, I'm not a car guy, so I never really fantasize about, oh, if I had all the money in the world, what kind of car would I get?
You wouldn't get like a Tesla?
Dude, Teslas are so cool.
Yeah, but you know what? I want a charging station everywhere, and I want a parking. You know what I mean?
Have that come in with it.
See, that's the thing, though. I'm afraid there's just not enough charging stations. You know, you mean parking lots, you know what I mean? I'm just afraid the car will run out of juice and I'll be stranded, which is a weird thing. That's what I'm afraid of.
Bring an extra battery with you. You'll be fine.
I mean, I like everything about the Tesla. It's as far as how it looks and everything. So maybe a Tesla that runs on gas, is that oxymoronic?
Yes.
All right, well, never mind then. I'll take a rocket instead.
I think, I'm trying to think of what, I want to get my hands on one of those new Ford Broncos. I don't know why. I just love the way they look.
All right, OJ, I'll get that done for you.
I would get a white one and name it Al. It's just like the infamous one that was done with OJ Simpson. No, I don't like the sport ones are not, they're a little smaller, and I've seen those on the road. I'm like, okay, I'm not feeling those yet, but I think I'd like one of the actual size ones and just get all the bells and whistles with it. Nothing.
Yeah.
And again, it's like money's no object. You think you'd go with like a Lamborghini, but like, I don't know why, but I've always wanted one of those Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since they brought him back.
I want a fancy SUV, some sort of that kind of whatever vehicle is the fanciest SUV. I want one. Maybe a Range Rover is one of status, right? I mean, I know that, oh, if you're fancy, you've got a Range Rover.
Yeah.
But I want one with all the bells and whistles and, like, you know, it does everything. All the good stuff inside.
Although having a Lamborghini would be pretty hilarious. Coming to work and just like parking a Lamborghini here at the building. Going places, just randomly parking in a Lamborghini would be pretty funny.
I think it'd be funnier if you go to places like a Goodwill or like somewhere that it's not super. Like, you wouldn't expect somebody who has a Lamborghini to be shopping at.
Or just go through all the drive-thrus of all the fast food places.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea.
The problem with a Lamborghini, and that's part of why I like having an SUV, I have the hardest time getting out of any car that's like low to the ground.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So it would be more funny to watch me trying to get out of a Lamborghini all the time. I'd be like, kind of a thing.
I didn't want to say that was why I want an SUV.
So you step down so you don't have to worry about it. Oh,
exactly.
I get it, man. You're not rolling out of the car.
Oh, dude, I don't mind stepping up into a car, but hell, even a sedan, I'm like, oh, I think this is getting to be too old for me. I'm getting too old for this.
Whenever I get like those rental cars and it's like just a regular car that's like that, like not an SUV or not higher up, and I fall into it, and my instant thought is, it's going to suck getting out of this thing.
Yeah.
My whole body's like, F you, Steve. Why'd you do this? Should have paid an extra couple dollars and got the SUV, you cheap ass.
Yeah, that's why I've been going back and forth for my next vehicle, and I think it is going to have to be an SUV. I mean, I know gas mileage is better in a sedan and something, but I'm like, oh, man.
Well, you can get a fancy hybrid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Somebody says Lamborghinis, they make an SUV.
It's called the Urus.
Urus?
Yeah. A Euros?
Urus.
That's an SUV?
I guess.
Looks still like that doesn't look like an SUV to me at all. I mean, SUVs, I usually have more room in the back. That's an SUV?
Yeah.
A sport utility vehicle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen SUVs that are that kind of style and that kind of a, like, there's
well, they call those crossovers usually.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
But some will just call them straight up SUVs.
Yeah. Wow. Lamborghinis are teeny tiny, though. Like, flat.
Yeah. That does not look like an SUV.
That's a regular Lamborghini for reference.
Yeah. Well, the other one you showed me, too, doesn't really look like an SUV to me.
I would take that one.
Well, the base price is only $218,000.
Well, money is no object, sir.
Well, that's true. And after options, that money is $272,000.
Can I borrow $271,000, please?
I am so surprised you have $1,000. Okay. wasn't expecting you to have that much. Sure thing, sir.
I can't get a Kraken jersey if I do that, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have to deal.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That'd be hilarious, just driving around in a Lamborghini. I don't know why. Man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'll get a lot of looks. Yeah, you will get a lot of looks. You pick the topic, you guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts. We got them at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texts are flying in about a bunch. A lot of people are saying that drummer documentary is an absolute must-watch, even if you're not a drummer. So I'll check that out once I get a chance, BJ.
All right. There's a lot of stuff to check out now. You get, all of a sudden, your TV docket's full. Maybe you don't have to watch crap anymore.
What is this crap you speak of? Everything I watch is fantastic.
Yeah, that's fine. From, is that really?
From Bluey to AEW Rampage. Everything I watch is awesome.
All right.
No?
Okay. All righty, then.
Fine.
I just hear you every once in a while going, hey, you know what? The wife's and I tried this out. I was like,
We're adventurous, man.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, okay. All right, fine.
So he just said, I just started a job, and right before they hired me, they said I had to agree to not hook up with any of my coworkers. I get it's frowned upon, but I thought it was odd to be a rule at work. Do you guys have any weird rules at your workplace?
Don't look at BJ in the eyes when he's walking down the hall.
Yep. That's true. That's
don't wear sandals.
Right. Yeah, don't wear sandals. Yeah, and let me see your feet. I don't want that.
What else is another rule? Don't wear any kind of smelly perfume.
Shower every day.
Every day.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. I think the weirdest rule is that we just have to make sure we show up. Yeah. I think there's really no other rules here.
Yeah, there really
is. It's a pretty lawless town.
Yeah.
At Odyssey, Seattle.
I don't know, though, man. They're starting to come back into the offices. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to have lawless land anymore.
That was weird yesterday. Yesterday, it was like a bunch of people from work showed up again.
Yeah.
Oh, really? It was just like a lot of unfamiliar faces because some of them were hired during the pandemic. So it was just like, are you supposed to be here? And then it was weird because like usually after the show, because on Wednesdays I do the megacast with Ted, but we don't start that until like 11:30. So I usually go straight to the room, the video room that we have, and turn the lights off and take a nap. But there were people milling about. So I was like, this is a weird first impression. I just like plow through them to go into that room and then never turn the lights on or I turn the lights off and they see that because the door has a window.
Oh, yeah, that would be weird.
I mean, you scare somebody.
So I did a lap and came back and did it anyway.
Oh, nice. There you go.
I was able to kind of strategize. I was like, okay, I'll play on my phone and walk in there like I'm on an important phone call.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So I did that, kept the light on for like about 10 seconds and then just turned it off.
See, it was, in the old place, you had your own nap room. You had your office. You had a nap room.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Those are the days when we had doors to these offices.
We had doors. Remember doors?
It's an open plan, man.
Were doors cool?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. I know. They don't understand they don't understand what you go through, Steve.
Dude, how about this person said my job requires us to clock out if we want to have non-work conversations.
What?
All right. Yeah, great. Man, we'd be off the clock all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What constitutes a non-work conversation with us?
Wow. That's a problem. You could, our job, you could always say it is a work conversation. That, I mean, it really, it's 2021 and people have those kind of rules at work. That's nuts.
That just seems like a lot of nightmare.
Yeah, I can't imagine a lot of young people going, yeah, okay, I'll agree to work at a place like that.
Or how about this one? My job, we're not allowed to eat oranges when the CEO is present. Huh?
Okay, that's...
Maybe they had
an allergic.
Allergy. I was thinking maybe they got hit by an orange as a kid. Now,
please send us the email if you have like a company email. It says, hey, everybody, CEO Jonathan is coming tomorrow. Can you please refrain from bringing in your satsumas?
Yeah.
See, I feel like that would be reasonable if the person has an allergy, but I really think it's they can't stand the smell of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, because oranges, when you do peel them, they're very fragrant. So I'm guessing it's one of those finicky people.
I had an eye doctor one time that he put in his like little pre thing of coming to see him. You couldn't wear perfume, deodorant, anything that smelled because he would kick you out of his office.
I love that doctor.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to smell like BO at that point. I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah, well, you can get unscented deodorant. You know, that's what I have.
I don't know.
Deodorant?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to smell like anything. I just don't want to smell.
That's right? Why even use it?
Yeah.
Because it stops you from sweating. That's the and being odorous. That's the idea.
You have an antiperspirant, because I think deodorant doesn't mean you don't sweat. Deodorant is just something to make your armpits smell good.
Or not smell.
Are we supposed to clock out for this conversation?
I'm already clocked out. Yeah. I clocked out a couple minutes
ago. Yeah. I didn't know if we have to like get paid for this.
I never clocked in.
I got the combo. I got the deodorant and the antiperspirant all rolled into one, and it's unscented. I hope.
I'm all about that fresh blast, because I like that feeling on my armpits.
Yeah.
Fresh blast.
I don't
Does it tingle?
No, it just smells like fresh blast. I don't know.
Fresh blast. That seems like a weird name for a smell, like a fresh blast. I mean, that could be so many different things.
That's okay. I get the Old Spice that have the weird names. And currently I'm using Kraken Guard.
Yeah.
Kraken Guard.
Oh, there you go.
It smells very nice.
You're committed.
There's the other one, totally. Cool Wave.
Oh, no, it's like Wolf Timber or something like that.
Wolf Timber. Oh, Old Spice has got some great names.
Yeah, they've got some really, really random names.
You got a Kraken on the bottle on the thing.
Why do you think I bought it?
They even sell a Kraken holder. Like, it's a Kraken that you can put your deodorant in it.
Oh, ooh, send me that link. I need that. I know, right? I need that.
That's $20. Come on.
That is $20 well spent.
For a deodorant holder?
It's $11 shipping.
Ooh, so now you're talking about $30 for this thing.
It's still worth it if it's someone's Christmas present.
What's $10 more, man?
Yeah, man.
It's only money, man.
When I'm on my yacht today, I'll order it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's a good question. Everybody always argues about pineapple on pizza. But where's the discussion about pineapple on burgers? Like the bonsai burger at Red Robin or the teriyaki burger as well.
Oh, I love those. Yeah. Those are great.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is it? Carl's Jr. has a good teriyaki burger. The only problem is don't get it if you're planning on like eating and driving, because that barbecue sauce in the pineapple will just slide right off and land on your lap, allegedly.
Super messy.
Allegedly. Again, I don't know why you're eating burgers in the car like that. I mean, really. Unless it's a simple, you know there's not a lot on there burger, what are you doing?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, what are you doing to me? What are you doing?
Right. There's certain foods you just have to just accept that you can't enjoy that.
But some people won't. They're like, oh, I can get this done.
No, not when that pineapple is on your lap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, pineapple on a burger is fine. I mean,
on a pizza is fine.
Well, I never said it wasn't. That's just a given, and Danny's a communist, but...
No, I clocked out when you guys said pineapple. It's good.
Well, at least you know what? It's not on your time. Good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Someone wanted Danny to say the word perfume again.
Perfume.
They say, why do you emphasize the U? Perfume.
I don't know.
Say it again?
Perfume.
Perfume.
Do I say it weird?
Perfume.
You said weird.
Oh, okay.
Perfume. I don't know. Now that I'm focusing on it, it sounds weird, but I think I say it weird, too.
Say it.
Well, how are you supposed to say it? Perfume?
Perfume.
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 Yeah, you say it like fumes.
Perfume.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, Danny, look, I'm the first one to want to make fun of Danny, but I don't think he said it weird.
Hooray.
Or do we all say it weird? Or is it supposed to be perfume?
Perfume.
Perfume.
I don't know. We should ask the...
I have a computer doing it, giving the correct pronunciation. I can't even say that word.
Right. Perfume.
Perfume.
Not perfume.
Perfume. Like pur. They think I'm saying a P-U as a P-E.
Perfume.
Perfume. So more like be like a cat perfume. When you say it.
I always say perfume. It's perfume?
No, it's more perfume.
Perfume. Yeah, the accent's
perfume.
On the
perfume.
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 Guys, we aren't getting paid today.
No. We're and not if getting, we are, why?
We're not getting paid all month just for today.
Right. My wife, what do you guys talk about today? Perfume. How do you say it, babe?
I think this is the silliest thing we've done, but all day during the breaks, we've been like, horchata?
Horchata.
Horchata.
That's because of Tungus.
I love Tungus.
I would have bet horchata. Probably $50. Horchata.
Perfume.
Perfume.
Ooh, horchata, $50 perfume.
Bucks, it was the other way, perfume. I would have bet it was like the accent on the fume. Same. Maybe, is that the way they say in France, perfume?
Well, clearly we're not cultured, BJ. No.
That's a fact.
In Spanish, it's perfume.
Perfume.
I don't know if I can say it right. This is frustrating. Perfume. Oh man, I can't do it. I mean, it's.
How do we work with such an amateur?
Yeah, just go perfume. Yeah, that's what it is. Perfume. Very good.
Perfume.
What is happening?
I don't know.
It's not even Friday. I mean,
I know,
we can't use that as an excuse.
It's almost Friday though.
And it's not a Friday before a holiday weekend because we just had that. So
Seahawks
I don't know.
Play this weekend. It's a holiday, baby.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, man. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I want to know what the hell is in your office coffee from Lakewood Larry.
We don't know. Now that people are back in the offices, they're making their own coffee.
Yeah, maybe someone's got to do something to that coffee. Maybe something will get done now that we've got a bunch of people drinking it.
It was so great because yesterday everyone's like in the kitchen trying to heat stuff. I'm like, microwave doesn't work. And they're all just like, what do you mean the microwave doesn't work? My microwave doesn't work. You're like, well, how long has that been? I'm like, since the last time I saw you, basically.
A year and a half. That is sad. Now we're going to see how quickly that gets repaired. Now that people are in the office, how quickly will that get repaired? Even though, you know, we're somebody. We're supposed to be people. We're supposed to be treasured.
We're human beings, damn it.
And you know what? No, nothing. It should get fixed pretty quickly now, I bet.
I don't know. I'm guessing Sarah will be pregnant before that microwave is fixed.
Oh, wow.
Pregnant and give birth.
Oh, damn. Okay, you guys are doubling down on this.
I'm just saying pregnant.
Yeah, I have no hope.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show.
All right, so there's a question for you, BJ.
All right.
With your bias with the Red Sox, what's your opinion on the Mariners at this moment and the future?
Oh, you mean the future like of this season, you think they mean?
That's what I'm guessing, because now they are chasing the Boston Red Sox for that wild card spot.
Well, actually, now I think they're, even though it'll be great if they have to win. Listen, the Mariners have to win every game is what they have to do because they have the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, there's just too many teams in front of them. And they always say, you look at games behind and then add an extra game for every team that's in front of you. That gives you more realistic of how many games behind you really are because you need so many teams to lose while you win. Yes, it's great they're playing the Red Sox, but the Red Sox leaped over the Yankees, and so now you kind of wish that they were playing the Yankees. But I don't, how many more games do they have with the Astros? The Astros have really, even though we won yesterday, the Astros have just been beating us badly, and that's tough. That is tough to be in the same division with them, especially if they got more games with them.
I don't believe they do. I think they're done with the Astros.
Good.
Yeah, because up next is the Diamondbacks, then you got the Red Sox, then the Royals. Then the A's, Angels, A's, and then Angels again.
Yeah, well, that's perfect because the Angels are
perfect.
Not...
Perfect.
Perfect. Dude, they should really have their destiny in their own hands for the most part. They should beat the Angels, no doubt about it. They better beat the heck out of them. The A's, of course, could give them a run for their money, but hopefully they can, you know, win this series against the A's. And yeah, they have to beat the Red Sox. They got to win at least 3 out of 4 against Boston in order to, and that's only gaining them a game. So really, you'd like to see a sweep.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the Red Sox have a good offensive team, and Chris Sale is back for the Red Sox. So there's a chance that, you know, the Mariners not being a great hitting team could get stymied by a guy like him. But I like their chances because the Red Sox find so many ways to lose games. They're not good defensively, and sometimes their offense is just, you know, sometimes they can't do a damn thing, and a lot of their pitching is bad. So I think that the Mariners have a really good shot against Boston.
Well, fingers crossed, man. I mean, like you said, it's in their hands now.
Yeah, it really, really is. They just have to hope that the Blue Jays cool off because that, I mean, it's tough chasing so many teams for those two spots, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a tough one. They got New York, Toronto, and Boston that they have to hope lose. And the only thing they can control is the Red Sox at this point. It is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone that said, you have one day to live. What are you crossing off your bucket list, and what's your last meal?
Oh, wow.
Oof.
I think it might be Indian.
Really?
You know, just a wonderful Indian. Oh, everything I love about Indian, I think I probably would do that.
Man, I might just go Trappers All You Can Eat and just eat until I croak.
Wow, yeah.
If I know it's my last, if I know I'm dying, I might as well just die with a roll in my mouth.
I feel like every time I've been with you at Trappers, then you probably thought you were dying.
Yeah, kind of, actually, yeah.
Funny enough, my answer was similar to yours, but I can't say it on the radio.
Oh. So you want to die with a hot dog?
With a, you know,
different kind
a
of roll.
Sushi roll, but, you know, multiple sushi rolls.
Got you.
Wait a second. That would be your meal? Am I following Vicky?
Well, that's
your
meal? Thing.
I'm assuming it's something sexual.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And was it the question about a meal?
Well, also, what are you crossing off your bucket list?
Bucket list and last meal.
Oh, God. Oh, I see. So Vicky's going to do both in one shot. Okay, great.
We'll die while eating and all you can eat sushi is part of my bucket list. So I'm checking both
okay,
off.
Okay, there
that.
You go.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I went the other day to Trappers with my buddy J-Mac, and we didn't realize that they were doing the all you can eat. And man, we put work in.
Yeah.
And so you never lost your step there?
No, I did. I realized later on that day that it's like when you hear stories about someone who's hooked on certain drugs and they go back and they think they can do that same amount.
And that's
when the bad stuff happens.
Yeah.
I went there thinking I could just power all those rolls, and I did. But then when that wall inside my stomach built with all the rice expanding, the rest of that day was rough.
Good luck chasing your toddler around.
Dude, I know. I got home and like, let's go outside. I'm like, can I bring the couch with me?
Oh, yeah. That's right, dude, because you really haven't been eating like that. So
No, they haven't had all you can eat. So it was like such a great thing to have it back again.
except you were like, I haven't trained for this.
All right, what about Danny?
Oh, I'm hopping a plane to Ireland, and then I'm eating pizza for my last meal and whiskey.
What pizza in place in Ireland?
Yeah, no idea.
Odeon's?
I would figure it out. Odeon's, yeah, exactly.
Oh, Odeon's.
Odeon's.
Would you like the green chili?
Yes, I would.
All right, let's see if we can guess Rev. What? Some sort of Reuben. Some sort of
a Reuben, like, with orgy.
A Reuben with orgy, that's it.
You know what? I have to change it now at that point. That would be amazing.
All right, there we go. That's the winner.
And how awkward for Jay from Orgy to be sitting there and just you croak while eating a Reuben.
Yeah.
They probably write a song about it.
It might be as good as the stuff that they're putting out now.
Whoa. All right, then.
Yeah, it's not great.
All right, so for real, though, what are you eating?
I would probably go to New Zealand and just go around trying all of the new cuisine, like all of the New Zealand cuisine. Like, I don't even know much about it, other than the fact I figure it's probably pretty seafood-based since they're an island. But, yeah, I would just go there, explore the whole place as much as possible, and just eat all of the food there.
Ah, look at that. And then die.
Yep, and then die.
All right, perfect.
They could bury me in a hobbit hole.
Aw. Man, right. Boy can dream. Yeah.
Well, we got a big question that needs to be answered beyond that one, and that is about Ryan Castle. What do he and a hot dog have in common?
Vicky.
Wow. You'll find out at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a hot dog have in common?
Full of bull.
Full of bull. Yeah. That's right.
That's my understanding of hot dogs. That's what they use the bulls for.
Oh.
When they point out their usefulness.
Ted likes hot dogs.
That's important.
Ted likes both, apparently, according to one test.
Yeah.
Ted and I are friends.
Dog. Yeah.
Steve. I like you too, Ted.
Steve prefers both in buns.
Oh, yeah, he does.
That's, I don't know. Sometimes I don't mind it without a bun. It's fine.
Yeah.
And Joey Chestnut holds the record for eating both.
Yeah, he does. So there was a question, new survey, people were saying, okay, hey, America, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 10 minutes? They actually asked 7,000 people. And the most common answer? Yeah, two.
Okay.
Yeah.
After that, I don't know if I want to eat another hot dog.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it can or want to eat in 10 minutes?
There are 4% of Americans think they could do 10 in 10 minutes. Wow.
Rev, right. How many did you do that one day?
14.
Woo!
How many poopies did you make?
Oh boy.
So many.
14.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
In a row.
Yeah.
Times two.
So many regrets.
Ryan Castle, though, he doesn't have 14 poopies, but he does have a 12 pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Early in my years in radio, and it was like we went to a bar, and the owners were jerks. Like, why aren't more people here? Like, yelling at me. I'm like, I don't know. So he's like, you go out there, and you start telling people to come into our bar. So like, all right, I'll go outside. I'll go see what's up. And I go outside, and I just went to the bar next door and just did a bunch of shots and just hung out there. Came back.
That's awesome.
A little more tips. I'm like, anyone come in yet? I'm like, no. And they're still getting mad. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go back out there and try some more.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.